I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The studio, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Jordan and Chad from King Calloway.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. You sound a little hollow. We on speakerphone?
Yeah, our DJ. Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
All right, Jordan, Chad from King Calloway, they're coming to Guitars and Stars. Are you familiar with this format of a concert we're putting on?
Yeah, no, we did a similar event when we were in Vegas with a few different people, but we're super excited for this event with Hunter and Runaway June and all those guys. So we're super excited to come out.
Well, man, you're relatively new to the country music scene. You're certainly new to us. Tell us all about who you are. How did you come to this point in your career? Give us the story.
For sure. So, yeah, we're King Calloway, and we come from three different parts of the world. We all came together in Nashville, Tennessee through mutual friends. We all met in Nashville, came through a couple of musical directors, Jason Halbert, who is MD for Kelly Clarkson and John Schoen. Who was the musical director for One Direction, and Robert Deaton here in Nashville, pulled us all together. We all met in Nashville, got in a room together, played Love the One You're With, you can hear on our EP, and the rest is history. A year later, we're still here.
Are you good looking?
Some of us more than others.
Yes, man, of course they are. I'm looking at their picture.
Because if he has the looks to go with that accent, he's
got
to be cleaning.
Over.
He's cleaning up.
So what is the
cleaning up? Yeah, that's the best compliment.
What's the Calloway part all about? Yeah, how did you get the name?
So it took us a long time to come up with a band name when we got together. I think we were working on this for like a little over a month, and I remember our drummer Chris. He for a long time, just while he was getting his music stuff going, he was working at a Hempel bus company and just washing buses and stuff like that. And someone that he worked with had the last name of Calloway. And so he brought that up. He's like, "You guys like Calloway?" And we're like, "Yeah." And it really, really resonated with me because I went to a school named after Cab Calloway, and I didn't even tell him that. And I was just like, "Yeah, I absolutely love that name." And then eventually we were able to look on King Calloway, and I think we were just so happy with it, because it started to become like a part of who we are, that name and that entire that meaning behind it.
How old are you guys?
So our age ranges from 18 to 27 years old.
Nice. And how do you feel about, in learning about you guys before you're coming to our show, and of course before we talk to you today, how do you feel about people calling y'all a boy band?
What's
Does that strike a nerve
band?
With you guys?
Yeah, I mean, not really, but like it was funny because like even before we started, we put out any music at all, like when we just had like a picture out, we were automatically labeled as country boy bands, and which we thought was kind of funny. But the more that we started playing out, and the more we started playing shows, and the more people started hearing music, they kind of understood that it was kind of more than that. That we were more than like the so-called country music boy band. But any publicity is good publicity in our view. So if people want to call us a boy band, they can call us whatever they want.
I think it's kind of
a big compliment.
You don't want people going to your show thinking they're going to see some hick version of BTS, though.
No, you don't want that for sure. But I mean, if you actually look at music before us as well, like, yeah, we don't dance. That's one thing I'll tell you that we don't do. BTS definitely win that title for sure. But if you look back in history as well, you know, it kind of comes across as a bit of a compliment because arguably the first ever boy band in the world was the Beatles, and we are massively influenced by the Beatles.
Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for taking some time for us today. It was cool to get to know you a little bit. We can't wait for you to get to town for our Guitars and Stars show.
We cannot wait to come.
Yeah, we are so excited.
Every year there's one band that has people going, man, they were great. They were the big surprise. We'll find out. It's 2 weeks from Wednesday night at Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack. Tickets still available. We'll see you that night.
We'll be there.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You.
See you guys. Thanks for your time.
See ya. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.